This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans. Together, we will vanquish the virus, and America will rise from this crisis to new and even greater heights.
Memorial Day is a day we honor the brave men and women of the military, of course, who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces, and it was a kind of day of celebrations that were solitary in many cases, and in some cases there were just much, much smaller crowds. When you think of the National Veterans Cemeteries in the United States, my grandfather is buried in one of those in Florida. You know, how many are there? And there are some pretty big cemeteries across this land, and there were all kinds of people that were placing flags on gravestones and whatnot, whether it was in Augusta, Michigan at Fort Custer National Cemetery or Riverside National Cemetery in Riverside, California, or Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. Those kinds of things were happening individually. We were certainly seeing that. There are 135 national cemeteries, if you're curious, in 40 states, as well as 33 soldiers' lots and monument sites. And, of course, they range in all kinds of sizes. I think that is just an interesting thing to note, as I have been to many different veteran cemeteries, including, as I said, the one where my grandfather is buried. So it is also a day on Memorial Day where people would normally get together and they would do things like eat hot dogs, hang out, have conversations, have a few cold ones, whether it's just cold iced tea or cold, well, brewskis. My name's Kate Delaney, by the way. If you haven't ever joined me for the show, pull up a chair. Social distancing not required, because I think you automatically have it when you're listening to this show. So there you go. Normally, and if I looked at last year's totals, I'm just a geek like this with numbers, Americans spent more than $6.2 billion on hot dogs and sausages in U.S. supermarkets. We know that supermarkets are making more money than they have in a very long time, and the bills, of course, have gotten higher for consumers, and the peak hot dog season is from Memorial Day to Labor Day, because that's when we down 7 billion hot dogs. And part of that is because of baseball. Part of that is because of get-togethers, bigger crowds, that kind of thing. Well, somebody got the memo that, oh, it's Memorial Day, and that means that we do get together, right, in big crowds. So there is an argument brewing in this country of mask on, mask off, and social distancing not required anymore for some, or should it be? You can always weigh in. What do you think? Mask on, mask off at katedelaneyradio.com, or flip me a call at 855-266-5283. But I looked at the people partying in the Ozarks, and I had a friend that has a house there on the lake and said she apologizes for what she saw with the partygoers, that it was ridiculous because there was no mass, and there were people that were mostly younger people flocked together in rafts and hanging out and drinking and falling all over the place, which normally, if you wanted to fall all over the place in the tubes, etc., not a big deal, right? Your business. But because of what's happening with COVID-19 and the possibility of the spread, it seems like a lot of people forgot about the dangers of COVID-19 during Memorial Day weekend. And we saw that, like I said, in a couple of places where people were on boardwalks in the East Coast. In Texas, they were down one of the major rivers, again, floating very close together. It's fun. I've done it. Had the time of my life. But it wasn't during the coronavirus. So if you ask me, it's mask on, baby, because I do not want to be responsible for spreading this to anyone, and I have no idea. Do I carry the antibodies? Do I know? I have no idea. Now, do I feel as though things are headed in the right direction? It depends on where we're talking about. We see that when people do observe social distancing, have done the mask thing, that they are flattening the curve. So that's a really good, responsible thing to do for your fellow human being. So I would hate to see a few people kick it in the wrong direction for the rest of us, because we're nearing 100,000 deaths. At the top of the show, I always tell you what the number is. So officially, the number is 99,459 recovered. This is in the U.S., 353,000, and confirmed cases, 1.7 million. Total deaths in the world globally, 346,000. Recovered, 2.23 million. I like those bigger numbers in the recovery direction. Confirmed cases, 5.49 million. Second worst place, the United States, the worst for numbers of cases and dead, is now Brazil. It is bad in Brazil. Why people weren't paying attention to some of what was being told early on, and it spread like wildfire. So Memorial Day crowds, when they were out partying on rivers and beaches and stuff, swelled, but as far as observing Memorial Day, remembering veterans, the crowds were very small, individual, good stuff. Ceremonies shrank, or if they had parades, they streamed them, that kind of thing, mostly across the United States. So good on all the people that did that, because it is a day certainly to remember so many who have given their lives to protect our freedoms over the years throughout all the wars, including in our current skirmishes that we've seen, the tours that so many have done over and over and over and over again. Coming up on this show, there was sports, do you believe it, this weekend, and a lot of people were hungry for it because they watched four famous individuals play golf for something called The Match, which raised $20 million for various charities that are helping people that are feeling the economic crunch in these times of COVID-19. I'll give you more details when we go in the man cave. And, of course, NASCAR continued to roll on, an exciting race with no crowds, but people were absolutely watching. Next, it's all about you. You and the tall guy in the back, you had a lot of hot opinions. We're going to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants. plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. It just gets better and better, doesn't it? That's why I would tune in. I want to hear what Nathan does with our mail intro every single week. It is very intriguing. So Mac Attack says this: Kate, morons, how do you spell it? The idiots in the Ozarks, what were they thinking? I get it. I used to be young and dumb and, well, you know what they say. But I would hang out with my buddies and we absolutely did some wild things back in the day. And these young people will get their opportunity too, if only they don't kill us all in the meantime. And listen, I would love to just rip the mask off and not have to do the social distancing thing, but I believe in what I've heard from your show and so many others that it seems to be working. So why are we pushing up against this? Could they have gotten together in small groups with their friends, still had their beer in coolers, and social distanced? Wouldn't that have made more sense? Isn't there a possible way of doing that? I know other people are doing that, don't you? I do, because I have been one of those people. The dog park girls, and that's what I call my buddies because they all have dogs, and in a small number, social distancing, bring your own brew, bring your own chair, that kind of thing, and separate it, and it's a small group. So it's way, way less than 10. It's like 3 or 4, whatever it is, when we've done it. People are getting restless. They're bored. They don't want to be locked down. We're used to our freedoms. I get it. But it was scary to see those crowded boardwalks in Ocean City, Maryland, the beaches that were jammed. the Ozarks, because that just kept getting shown, because, you know, it was massive floats and massive bodies, half-dressed bodies smashed together. Now, I mean, here's the thing, right? If you don't have any wild breakouts, then it's a, I see, it's okay. But if you do, then, and especially if people die from that, and that, again, is the unknowns. This virus is a wicked SOB. It is. And listen, I've said this before, but maybe you're listening for the first time. My great-grandmother, who I know nothing about, by the way, and didn't know anything about till anything until this whole thing happened, died in the last pandemic that we had, where 50 million people were killed. And then see, on top of that email is this one from Joe, who says, Kate, the meat industry, wow, I really feel for those people and the fact that so many of them are getting sick. I saw something like there were 11,000 cases that were somehow tied to three major processors or something like that, and that people have, a lot of people have died from this in these meat packing plants. I understand about them being open, but my goodness, they have to do something to social distance or make the people safer or whatever it takes. You know, the thing that's crazy about this, I was talking to the hubs about it, is you got to think about what most of the workers are getting paid and what their lifestyle is and how many people are crammed into houses, some of them, that they may be renting, etc. I mean, these 11,000 cases that you're talking about, it's Smithfield Foods, JBS, which is in Colorado, Tyson Foods, and it seems like it's getting worse rather than getting better. I mean, these are essential workers, and meat companies have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on protective gear, paid leave, ventilation systems, since they had to shut down the plants in many cases, and they were the top coronavirus hotspots, and so that was happening. You can't like say they didn't try to do anything, because they did. If this continues, though, you know, some workers had to be kept away. Some, obviously, sadly, some died, and only a smaller portion of that labor force in some of those places have gone back to work. So meat supplies in our grocery stores, I saw an initial report that said it could shrink by like 35%, and then prices would jump up by maybe 20%. So the impact would also be felt, obviously, on all of us. But the people is the thing. And the fact that they pumped this money into the plants, they're trying to do it. And remember, the Trump administration, I want to say it was the end of April, they had an executive order that was encouraging the meat plants to open. So that's what the companies did. And, you know, you have to have the safety and health of the workforce, or then they're not going to have the workforce at the meat processing plants. And then it's our food supply. So it's this double-edged sword, and that's what I'm saying, that is so, again, creepy, elusive, big question marks over this virus and the spread, the human-to-human contact, and when somebody is infected. And, you know, we keep talking about these frontline workers, nurses, doctors, and also people that are in the food industry, and there's a prime example of that. I mean, four of the plants that reopened saw outbreaks with 700 positive cases. And I mentioned them, Tyson in Indiana. You had Smithfield in Sioux Falls in South Dakota. And boy, it's tough, right? And you have these cases, and then you've got the prep that they put into it in trying to track it, trace it, and annihilate it. But again, it goes to this workforce, and they have a union. They have a huge union. There's like 45,000 workers that are represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. It's the largest one representing the meatpacking workers. And so they want some things done. Keep an eye on that one. Jake is listening to us, of course, in the great state of Texas. He in fact is in Austin, Texas, and he says, "Yo, Kate, what about testing? You know, you talk about testing and vaccines and all of that, but when and how and all of that will we know when we can get tests? How do we figure out where and what that's all about?" Well, it's up to the states, because they've thrown it back on the states. Testing is up to states, so it's up to Texas, because you're in Texas, as to where you can get that, what you need to get that, where it's set up, and usually you have to have that note from the doctors or from the hospital saying about getting a test, because you have some of the symptoms of it. But or unless you're an essential worker and something's happened, they've ordered it because of somebody else that's gotten it around you. But the testing and the amount of tests and the testing sites, all of that is up to the states, because that was put back on the states that they would handle it. And so that's exactly what's happened. The pressure's back. Booted back to wherever you're from. So wherever you're listening to me, that's how you find that. That's how you find that out. All right, and then I got this one from Victor, who's listening to us in Montana. Thanks for, by the way, always telling us where you're listening to us for the most part. And he says, "Hi Kate, hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. I was thinking about the RNC. I was hearing so many people go after the idea that the RNC, the president saying that there was going to be no RNC if they didn't have it up to capacity. And initially somebody was saying it was going to be virtual, but I guess that's not going to happen. Would they truly move it out of Charlotte if they don't allow a capacity crowd?" Oh, I think that truly could happen, absolutely. Because the president, what you're referring to, is the president threatened to pull the Republican convention out of North Carolina. And the chairwoman for the 2020 Republican National Convention is Rona McDaniel. And apparently that's been backed up, that some on a call she said that that's what they want to happen. They want the Spectrum Center, it's called, to be able to, whoever wants to go, they can go to the Spectrum Center. Now remember, this is in August, at the end of August. So theoretically, from all the conversations, August is when we're supposed to be good, where, you know, we've passed that first wave, and if there's a second wave, it's not supposed to bounce back to the fall. So we'll see what happens there. But there are states that want it, like Texas says, "Okay, move it here. We'll take it." So we'll see if North Carolina keeps the Republican convention and how that all shakes out. Thanks for the email. Hang with us. We're going to the Man Cave next.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump honored America's war dead in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances, colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy. Once more, the men and women of the United States military have answered the call to duty and raced into danger. Tens of thousands of service members and National Guardsmen are on the front lines of our war against this terrible virus. As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans.
Trump first honored the nation's fallen at Arlington National Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, then traveled to Baltimore's historic Fort McHenry. This is USA Radio News. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and a water cannon at protesters in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's move to impose national security legislation on the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized a proposal set to be approved by China's rubber stamp parliament this week that would ban secessionist and subversive activity as well as foreign interference in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. The pro-democracy camp says the proposal goes against the one country, two system framework that promises Hong Kong freedoms not found in mainland China. Big box gyms and local fitness studios are reopening under a patchwork of protocols based on state and local guidance, but most are following these bases: spacing out cardio machines, touchless entries, and smaller class sizes, increasing cleaning, and requiring users to clean all equipment before and after each use. MindBody, an online booking platform for fitness classes, reported bookings down 70% compared to last year, but said they'd picked up as states lift restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These two Hall of Famers, Tiger and Phil, play golf, and to be a part of it and to raise money, we're glad to do it. And if it helps some people along the way take their minds off of it, that's even better.
It's really a, just a unique moment in time. And I think the ability to do good and help others is at the core of what this was all about. And the fact that, I get an opportunity to go play golf with three of the guys that I've always looked up to in sports is something I certainly, couldn't turn down.
All right, so that was Tom Brady, the former quarterback for the New England Patriots, now Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, and of course Peyton Manning, retired NFL quarterback, gunslinger, got a couple of those big Super Bowls under his arm. That would be, of course, the Manning legacy. So the two of them playing golf, Tiger Woods was paired with Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady was paired with Phil Mickelson, lefty. Lefty was sure giving him a lot of instruction. And in the beginning, Brady was falling apart, man. He was hitting the balls all over the place. I watched, and I wasn't apparently the only one watching this, because the event peaked at like 6.3 million viewers, but overall, they drew an average of 5.8 million viewers on Sunday. Turner Sports channels carried it. And I thought it was funny. I thought it was good. Charles Barkley was ribbing him, giving a bunch of guff to them. He was one of the studio analysts, and Tom Brady split his pants even at one point. Then he had an incredible chip-in shot after he was being harassed like nobody's business. And in the end, Brady was right. Hey, they did raise a lot of money, more than $20 million for COVID-19 relief, and all the money goes directly into the hands of the people who need the money, whether it was the food banks, etc. So not for anything else, not just a piece of this here or a piece of that there or any of that. And I think people were starved for some kind of sports competition. And then it was just funny to watch the humanness, I think, of especially Tom Brady, but also Peyton Manning, where you had the two pros, Tiger, of course, and Phil Mickelson, and no crowds. There was even a joke once, and I want to say, I don't know which one of them said it. I want to say it was Phil Mickelson, but he said, "Oh, the noise from the crowd," and it could have been Peyton Manning because he was funny the whole time, all the way through. But I think it shows that there is definitely a want for sports to come back. Even people who are not big sports fans. My husband, not a big sports fan, a little bit a Cowboys fan, likes some baseball. We'll watch here and there because of me, but not a huge sports fan. But even he says the same thing. And that's all part of this isolation and everything else that I think that we're feeling for sure. So what does the governor of New York have to say? Where, of course, they have some mighty big teams playing out of New York, especially, obviously, a couple of NFL teams, but also baseball. And they're talking about baseball coming back. And here's what Cuomo had to say about that.
Starting today, all the New York professional sports leagues will be able to begin training camps. I believe that sports that can come back without having people in the stadium, without having people in the arena, do it. Do it. Work out the economics if you can. We want you up. We want people to be able to watch sports to the extent people are still staying home.
There you go. You can stay home and watch, and that's exactly what happened. That's what happened in NASCAR. That's what happened in what they called the match on Sunday. So this is what the latest is as far as sports teams. This spring training will kick back up. The NBA is looking to restart as well in late July, relocate the whole league inside a Walt Disney complex in Orlando. Major League Baseball owners and players, the Players Union, they're hammering out a deal. They could start baseball sooner. NHL players recently approved plans for an expanded playoff. So the governors of the other big states are lending their support. The other big states besides Cuomo, New York, would be California and Texas. They're saying the same thing. Yep, we're good with that. Because remember, it was March 11th. When Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert tested positive, and it triggered that suspension of the NBA season ultimately, and then the NCAA tournament was canceled, Major League Baseball season went down, etc. You know, one by one, we saw all the sports be iced, so to speak. So that's changing. How do they do that? Social distancing, other ways to figure it out, but to not have fans in the stands. So that's the key thing. They're not going to see, you're not going to be able to go, actually, at least in the beginning, physically to the stadiums, the arenas, the, you know, whatever, for now. But we are all holding our breath and waiting, period, in our lives to see what happens and how we get through this first phase. We're almost at 100,000 deaths, and this possible second wave, what is that going to look like? Is there going to be the second wave? What's happening with the rush on the vaccine? There's some great progress being made there. So there's a lot of maybes. This happens, maybe that happens. You know, let's wait and see. And that's what it is. I mean, we are playing the ultimate wait game of our lives. And plans are being changed. Right now, you would not be hearing me. You would be hearing me from Ireland. I was supposed to be in Dublin celebrating my nephew graduating from high school, something we planned forever to do for years. And we finally were going to make it happen. Just like all of you, we had to cancel those plans. Luckily, we don't have any of the heartbreaking news that other people have where they've lost loved ones. So I consider us lucky, and we will reschedule. I mean, that's the thing, right? So if you are a NASCAR fan, Kyle Busch passed Austin Cindric on the final lap in overtime to win his 97th, boy, unbelievable, 97th Xfinity Series race. That happened at Charlotte Motor Speedway on Memorial Day, so that was a big one. And so far, that seems to be working for NASCAR, so vroom, vroom. People are tuning in to NASCAR as well. They have loyal fans, but I think there's even others who are catching on because they want to watch some kind of competition. And I've said this before, racing, of all the sports, of all the things, because I'm a content junkie, of all the things I've ever covered or gone to, it wasn't, not really racing. And then, once I went and I saw three different kinds of races, oh yeah, then I was hooked, because then I got what it was really about and saw what it was like in the pits and saw what it was like to hear the strategy and watch some of the most fascinating things I've ever seen in transition happen and be scared out of my wits when I had the opportunity to actually get in a car and go very fast on some what I'll call hairpin turns. Let's just put it that way. The NFL, because we had two quarterbacks, of course, at the top of this, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Manning not competing, but Tom Brady with Tampa Bay. Looking at the NFL, it's just kind of, hey, we're moving forward. Everything's gonna navigate the way it was gonna navigate, although there'll be policies in place to protect the players as they come back. But again, it goes to that it's too early to say. The schedules have been released. If everything goes well, maybe there is some fans in the stands, but they just don't know. But pro teams can return to the facilities. You heard what Andrew Cuomo said, and this is happening in a lot of different places, and New York is one of them, because remember how hard hit New York City was with the deaths, etc. But they're all talking about resuming play, and of course the NFL just moving forward. And if it has to be that there aren't fans in the beginning, or there are fans in the beginning and not midway through the season, it's kind of the way the league is looking at it, I guess, at this point. And this is what we would be talking about. If we were all sitting around social distancing, of course, in our lazy boys, and eating some salsa and chips, always my favorite thing to eat during a game, we would be, or a chat, we would be talking about some of the errant Brady shots on the match, and also the fact that, okay, so it looks like it might be a little strange, the feeling, but it looks like come back without the fans. And certainly in the game of golf, that's what's happening. They're going to come back and play without fans now at this point, because they're talking about how do you handle the testing and how do you put the health protocols in place. And that's the biggest thing for all of them at this point in dealing with revised schedules. And that's what the PGA Tour had to do. So they did the same thing that everybody else did. Revised schedule. And their first tournament back is actually going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, the Charles Schwab Challenge at the Colonial Country Club, famous for the Ben Hogan statue and this legendary man himself, and Annika Sorenstam trying to make the cut on the PGA Tour in that one stop at the Colonial years and years ago. So for now, it's full steam ahead, but without the fans. All right, final seg for this hour coming up around the bend.
Thank you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Although he wasn't saying that, I think, any time, he wasn't saying that in the past, at least in the last probably decade or so. And I think, because I believe in capitalism, right, I think you, hey, whatever you can get, you can get. He says it's almost disgusting. It seems fake. But he got a massive Spotify deal. Who is Joe Rogan? He's an American comedian, podcast host, mixed martial arts color commentator, and he is incredibly popular. He has a massive fan base, and it's about followers and fan base, especially when you're talking about podcasting. So Spotify decided it was worth $100 million. As we come to a close here for this hour, can you imagine? What would you do with $100 million? Well, first of all, Joe Rogan has hosted over 1,400 episodes, especially besides that, other additional episodes under other show names, etc. And like I said, it became so popular over the years that Spotify decided it was worth it because they obviously think they can make money on it. But it's crazy, isn't it, to think about that? And, you know, he was getting other offers for the show, to move the show here, move the show there, that kind of stuff. So he announced that he's going to move to Spotify. And how about that? I mean, just hearing that, every person I know that has done a podcast, they have a podcast, they're all thinking, could I be the next Joe Rogan? And you know what the answer to that is? Well, I don't know, but you better start building that fan base. And it is interesting because if you look at the deal and you say, well, I don't know, is that, I mean, that's crazy. How crazy rich can you be? And why is this a big deal? And again, it's because the money, that's what makes it such a big deal. And how much did he make per podcast? And most of his podcasts, because they were sponsored, he's making like $30,000 an episode. And if you have five episodes per week that are produced, well, think about that. Then you start to add up the content and then the way it's shared, blah, 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 and all that stuff in between. And so you follow the bouncing ball. And I guess it's important because there are other platforms. And I've talked about this before. I went to the RAB, which is a big radio convention. Here's a little slice behind the mic, I call it. And I had a quick little moment with Gary Vee, who has also a gazillion followers. And if you don't know who he is, whatever search engine you have, look him up because he's a fascinating guy. And he's irreverent, like Rogan, in a different way. And he knows a lot about advertising. And he said, you know, it's about audio. And I love audio. I love doing radio. And I love audio in general. And he talked about the importance of audio, and even when there are people that are doing video podcasting, people are still a lot of times just listening to the audio, and certainly with Spotify, that's what it's all about, and it shows that there's something about the storytelling, there's something about our craving and curiosity, and that's what I think makes that show popular, and that's what I think Spotify could certainly see that for them was a very good investment to draw more people toward them. And, of course, that's why it's significant when you talk about platforms that are growing, getting attention, and now they'll get even more attention. All right, speaking of attention, in this segment I like to sort of call it an odds and ends wrap-up, and there are a lot of things that I like to talk about that, of course, I just call them quick hits that are fascinating to me. And one of the quick hits today is somebody alerted me to this for my consumption for, you know, content, is the fact that when you look at the when you look at what's happening at the movie business, and you look at the fact that now so many of us are doing the whole streaming thing, and movie companies are thinking of other ways that they can write scripts, make scripts, do something virtually, that kind of thing. And the creativity just has no bounds, right? And that's what I think, no bounds. And I look at Star Wars. And the reason I look at Star Wars is because on May 25th in 1977, that's when Star Wars hit theaters. It got 7 Oscars, and it launched the most lucrative franchise of all time. What would it be like if Star Wars was launched during a pandemic? Would it still be the most lucrative of all time? I mean, you could argue maybe it'd be more. I don't know. It depends, right? And there would be something that you could do around that. So, like I said, scripts are being written for virtual productions, but then it goes back to the power of audio and how audio is being used in ways that you can get and hear and, again, be part of the storytelling. And I think it's so significant, which is why I love radio. All right, speaking of telling a story, SpaceX is about to launch two astronauts into space, depending on the weather, of course. And this is Elon Musk's baby, SpaceX. So kind of defying those expectations, on Wednesday, they hope anyway, to make history with two NASA astronauts going into space, the first crewed flight to leave from U.S. soil in 9 years. Can you believe it's been that long? So President Trump is going to be one of the spectators at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. I'm sure there's going to be other dignitaries to witness the launch. They've been given the green light. They've had months of shutdowns because of the coronavirus. The astronauts have been tested several times, and the general public can watch a live stream. Crew Dragon is launched by a Falcon 9 rocket, that's what they're doing, toward the International Space Station. So how about that? I think it's exciting. You know, I get geeky over some of this stuff. And I like the idea that now you think about the ride that's happening here. Musk, what a genius, right? Get a few bucks on the backside to help with his project. Because NASA awarded SpaceX more than $3 billion in contracts since 2011, I want to say, to build the spacecraft. And obviously they're footing the rest of the bill there. But this was only supposed to be a temporary arrangement. It's grown into to so much more when you think of other people that are involved in this. And you've got two experienced crew that are going to go up there. And both space traveler veterans, if you want to call them that. And I think I mentioned this on the show before, but I had a chance to, I did, because we just lost Annie Glenn, John Glenn's wife. And I had the chance when I was a kid reporter to interview John Glenn, and he said there was nothing like that view looking back, and I can't even imagine. And this is the first step to possibly having regular people go into space eventually. We tried that once. Remember the Challenger? Sadly, Christy McAuliffe died. It didn't work out, but we'll see now. This capsule looks pretty neat to me. I can't wait. I'll be watching it. I'll be streaming it. I don't know about you, and I'm streaming on out of here. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo, everyone. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.